Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us here on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, April 7th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Yep. What's up? Hello.
And look who's back after a three-day weekend, Jason Bishop.
Morning. Bishbox.
Morning, everybody.
Are you rested, recovered, feeling good?
I'm tired as I always am. I don't know about you guys.
What'd you say? It was parents' weekend? Is that what it was?
It was just a short little parents' weekend thing. And I'm going back down there this weekend, too, because it's spring game.
Are they optimistic? They got new guys? What's going on?
I mean, they got the same quarterbacks, but they've got new. They brought in a bunch of guys from the portal. But this is a big year for Coach Pry. This is a big one. But yeah, this is the last spring game. I only have two more weekends to go down there. I got spring game and I've got graduation. And
you're going to get melancholy.
Probably.
I understand. I know the drill. We all do.
But Masters week, so he'll be happy about that. He's got his Masters hat on.
That's true.
I was wondering what that banged up green hat was until you turned.
No, I got one of those, too. Did we all get them, like, during Christmas or something?
Someone got this for me down there.
Yes, because I have the same exact one.
No, it was a buddy of mine. I don't know. No. I can't remember who.
I got a towel. I got all these ball markers.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
But I just couldn't believe the incredible luck Cakes had with I don't know when you bought those tickets. It was about 3 weeks ago.
I bought the Caps Islanders tickets. Yeah, it was like three and a half weeks ago.
You nailed
and
it, buddy.
You just completely nailed it.
I threaded the needle.
I couldn't believe it.
Let's be honest. I got butt lucky that Ovi didn't have a Hattie on Friday night.
Right.
Oh, it was right there
at Capital One Arena. Yeah. I mean, he had multiple opportunities.
What did he have, about 8 minutes left after he scored the second? Was it halfway through the third, something like that?
Something like that. He had plenty of time, but he had a chance or two point blank range.
I thought it was locked up that he was only going to have two goals because they pulled the goalie.
Right.
They're up two, but then once they're up two, they put their goalie back in. And if the goalie's back in, then Ovi's activated.
That's when the truth revealed itself, Jason. Let me say this. We did the alt cast for Monumental Sports on Friday night. It was a lot of fun.
Perfect time to do
it. I think it might have been the most fun we've had.
Yeah.
I saw Drab tweet something to the effect. It was exciting. I can't remember the last time.
I was at the game.
Yeah, there was a game that felt that exciting that you weren't even at.
Yeah.
Because you're rooting for Ovi, and Ovi scored the first goal 2 minutes in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So then all of a sudden it was a sweat. Yeah. It was like, whoa.
Like it's on.
He's got a realistic chance of winning it. And Cakes kept saying, oh, it'd be nice to win a Hattie. But about 10 minutes left, Eric and I kind of called him out on it. And he's like, no. A hat trick would be awesome. It'd be awesome to see him do it at home.
Yeah.
But with about a minute left when he started having those chances, the truth revealed itself. And you saw Cakes actively rooting for.
Yeah, I got greedy.
No goal.
I got greedy. At one point, I said, I've never said this forever, but now I'm going to say it. Ovi, don't score right now. Yeah. Don't score now, because then it makes my trip to the Islanders game basically all for naught.
Correct.
And that'd be fun. I'd still use the tickets.
Well, we talked about that last week, and I basically asked you. I said, you know, there's no way you want to go up there if he's already broken it.
Right.
I mean, even though you would have done it. But
it takes a bit of the uniqueness out of the trip.
I mean, just the luck that you had just to time it perfectly. I kept telling all my buddies, and my wife was asking me. I said, I can't believe that he can break it on the exact date that he's going up there.
I did kind of looked at the schedule, the games that were remaining, and games that were close and drivable, and that were around where the record could potentially be broken. And that Islanders game just kind of... it fell into that category.
No, but
it spoke to you.
But still, it's still to predict.
I got lucky. There's no way around it.
To nail it on the exact day.
I got freaking lucky to be there.
Incredible.
But I'll tell you this. I was not the only Caps fan in the building. I mean, you guys watched it. That UBS Arena, I think, was 60, maybe 65% Caps fans.
Wow. Did you shed any tears, Cakes?
Wow.
Because even watching just the ceremony afterwards, at one point I got a little choked up.
I didn't have a creeper. It wasn't like them winning the Stanley Cup, because I always put that above and beyond like the individual. But, I mean, he just took down the most hallowed record in all of hockey.
I didn't cry, but I felt emotion when he was talking.
Yes.
Yeah, it was very cool.
His parents, I mean, I guess his mom, his father-in-law, his family.
His kids are there.
And he's just so good with the guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he includes the fans every time he talks. I mean, the guy just says all the right things. And you could tell clearly he's not super comfortable with all that. He's kind of a man of few words. But all of them were very meaningful, I thought. And, definitely caught me in the feels a little bit. I didn't cry. I don't like crying, but it felt a tinge of emotion.
There were some fans that were crying.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
When they panned towards the crowd.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
They panned towards the crowd, and my buddy.
You got a shot?
My buddy Zach, who I had no idea he was going to be there, but they panned to him, and he was hugging his son. You see that? Mm-hmm. He was hugging his son, and I read his lips. He goes, I effing love you. And it was just
his son is how old?
His son is probably that's his son is probably teenager, like 15, 16.
That's great.
But now, he it meant so much for him to be there with his son.
It was awesome,
to watch
like a bonding experience. Like I was there with two of my three kids. It was great. It was great to share that moment with them.
They'll never forget that.
The only needle I didn't thread, and this is very nitpicky, is when I bought the tickets. I specifically bought on the end where the Caps shoot twice. And, of course, he scores on the opposite end of the ice. But, look, I'm in the building. I was there. You know, I was there with my kids.
Looked like your seats were pretty good.
We had a great sight line to it, but it was at the other end of the ice. But it didn't matter. Like,
how could you
when
that
goal went in, I don't know that I've been in a place with a louder pop.
Every power play on Friday night became electric, and right? And then the same thing carried over. It was like once the power play's on, it's like, okay, it's on.
Anytime Ovi was on the ice and was close to the puck, the arena just had a buzz and an electricity to it because people are literally getting on, raising out of their seats to try to get a better view. And this would have tilted drab. In my section, and I'm sure a lot of them, like 80% of the people were trying to film like when Ovi was near the goal.
Oh, I would.
But I took Drab's advice. He was like, live in the moment. Don't, nobody cares about your angle of it. And that's what I did. I didn't even attempt to get a picture of it video of it.
Plenty of video out there.
Yeah, there's so much video. Yeah. And mine would have been from the opposite end of the arena. So,
believe me, everybody on TV was holding their phones in the arena. Yeah.
Looked like you had yourself a day, though. You saw Paulie, good friend Paulie Flix beforehand.
Paulie lives in Staten Island. And I drive right by Staten Island to get to Long Island. And I was like, let's just grab, bagels or a quick breakfast.
Nice.
We did that. And then I drove to UBS Arena, parked. It's a beautiful arena. That building is spectacular. Now, I understand why Ted wanted to build a new building, because you walk in there, it's spacious, it's brand new, it's impressive architecture on the outside. Like, they did it right with that building.
Hmm.
Now, I parked right across the street. That was money well spent, because by the time I got there, both my daughter and I, we had to pee like the racehorses at Belmont, which is right there. It's in the same complex.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like. I was like, you know what? This makes the $90 for the parking kind of worth it. So I get in. Of course, I buy my 50-50 tickets. Then I bought another set later because I saw how big the jackpot was getting. Like at one point, it was like over 50 grand. Like it was a big one. It was a big boy. I don't know whether I won it or not. I haven't checked. I'm pretty sure
I saw you linked up with Chris Russell and JP Finley.
We did a shot.
Lou, who does the web stuff.
Lou DiPietro,
yes,
who works for Odyssey, was handling all of the filming the content that I did with the Rooster and JP Finley, and I did a quick shot, reaction shot afterwards.
I need to talk to Lou because about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, he asked me for my password for the Junkies Facebook page.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not on him, but I'm frozen out. I'm locked out. Started adding things. I was like, yeah, if you want to add stuff, sure.
Yeah.
I get tired of doing all the work. I was like, go ahead, but now I can't get on.
By all the media that were there.
Yeah.
And the fact that you said there was 60% Caps fans, wow. That's pretty crazy.
And I'll give a hat tip to the Islanders fans that were there. They were all rooting for Ovi. They were cheering along.
I noticed that.
Like the whole arena erupted. It wasn't just
everybody down the stretch.
Everybody was in on it. That, you know, like the Islanders fans that were in my section, at least, they were nothing but nice.
They
and
were
cool
going crazy
and welcoming.
But man, Gary Bettman is hated.
Oh, he's despised.
There were two things that jumped out. Gary Bettman got booed during the ceremony, like loudly, and then Gretzky started thanking everybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's talking about this is the best sport in the world, and he goes, and the referees, and boo.
He wanted to jock the
referees.
Why do they hate Bettman? Remind me. I'm just
because people generally hate commissioners. Yeah. I think that's just a common thread.
Work stoppages.
I mean, Roger Goodell gets booed all the time.
But then, there's a reason to hate Roger.
Then Gretzky mispronounced Ted Leonsis.
That was a little bit awkward.
I don't know if he was nervous or if he just doesn't know.
He did it a couple times. I just think he doesn't know.
Yeah. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Just think about the travel. I'll tell you who's happy it's over is Gretzky.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll say this. After the whole thing was done, like, because Gretzky, like, I was sitting in section 118. Like, I was, if the goal is here, I'm, like, here, lower level. I had good seats. And in the, like, low suites above me, a little bit off to the right, was Bettman, Gretzky, and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I could tell something was going on because before puck drop, everybody in my section stood up and turned around. I was like, what's going on? And it was Gretzky waving to the crowd. So, of course, he goes down to the ice. That whole contingent after Ovi scores, they do the ceremony. You think they went back to their seats afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
They bolted out of UBS Arena with the quickness.
Well, I read his lips because he was hugging his wife. His wife was crying.
Right.
He was hugging his wife. And he said, let's go home.
Right.
Well, I read his lips.
Yeah,
he said that.
Now, I'll give him credit. He did the rounds like in the locker room and the pose for a bunch of pictures. And I saw that he was in he was in the Islanders locker room because Ovi wanted Sorokin's goalie stick, the goalie he scored on, which he had never scored on before yesterday.
Never scored on that
so
guy,
that was good timing for Ovi. So Gretzky was classy throughout. Like, I can't feel like he was classy as far as traveling and then, you know, the heartfelt words he had for Ovi and breaking the record. But I'm sure he... I'm sure he's glad he's not just crisscrossing the country anymore.
It was just strange that in the middle of a game, you get a 20-minute ceremony. Mm-hmm. It was just really strange.
Well, it was like the Cal Ripken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
And just like Cal Ripken, who came up big in the moment with the home run, Ovi did on those last two games with two goals on Friday night and the goal yesterday to break the record. We'll be talking about it throughout the show. Tarik El-Bashir is going to join us coming up at 7 o'clock, at 9 o'clock. Our pal Craig Lachlan, who was on the call, the color commentator for Monumental Sports, he'll jump on at 9. Coming up next, you hear what it sounded like on radio and TV. Next, here on the Junkies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.